The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Have you ever wondered why most plants and animals have two sexes instead of just one? The most likely explanation is known as the Red Queen Hypothesis, named after the monarch in Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass. The Red Queen Hypothesis holds that organisms and the parasites that live on them are running a race in which they constantly evolve in response to each other's genetic mutations. As parasites evolve to take advantage of the weaknesses of a typical host organism, host organisms with rare versions of genes, known as alleles, are less susceptible to the parasites, and so stand a better chance of surviving to their reproductive age. And likewise, their offspring are endowed with these advantageous alleles. As a result, over generations, these organisms' traits become more common in the population, so parasites start evolving to take them on. At that point, new unusual alleles begin to flourish among the hosts. Sex, this theory holds, gives host organisms a leg up on the evolutionary treadmill. And this continual selection for rarity favors sexual reproduction over asexual reproduction. You see, sexual recombination allows hosts to reshuffle their pack of alleles and generate new, rare combinations in their offspring.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.